Hey everybody, welcome to episode 109 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. In this episode, Katie and I are giving you 5 nutrition habit musts. These are simple but not easy tips that we believe will help you improve your relationship with food and your overall health. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
So, I am super excited to talk about nutrition today.
Yeah, we interweave it a lot, but I feel like it's been a minute since we've had a straight nutrition episode, which is odd.
Okay, so about a month ago, we released an episode on like your first initial step to start implementing intuitive eating. And in that episode, you talked about how oftentimes when we're stuck in that diet mentality, we're so obsessed with tracking through MyFitnessPal, not even just tracking food, but tracking our weight, tracking everything. Like we live and die by the numbers. So, you know, you and I are trying to just every single day walk a little further away from tracking and in the terms of being obsessed with those numbers. So if you're interested in more information on tracking less to kind of reclaim your freedom, then check out that episode. It was episode 105. Today, we're going to give you 5 fresh nutrition habits that are going to really help with healing your relationship with food.
Our first tip, and you've heard me preach this before, is have a plan, but be flexible. It's just like how we talk about organizing our day and our structure and our habits, is that structure in the long run gives you freedom. Now, this doesn't mean planning every single meal to the last bite or morsel that you eat, but it's sitting down and saying, okay, what do I have going on this week? How much time can I dedicate to cooking or grocery shopping? Like, what is realistic? And by putting it out on paper, even if it's a loose plan, it takes rid of that. It gives you less, I guess, mental fatigue throughout the week of stressing about, oh, what am I going to eat? What's for lunch? What's for dinner? Because all that's already decided.
Right. I used to meal prep because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to overeat and I was always going to be full so that I wouldn't overindulge later. But now I'm meal prepping because if I don't plan something for lunch, like I'm not out and about during the day. You know, just like you're at work. Like if you go to work without food, you're either going to like have to eat out of the vending machine or like, you know, have to go across the street to get some food. Well, me at home, it's like I got to make sure I literally have food to eat. So, you know, if you're still trying to move out of that diet mentality, try to refocus this meal prep on less like Instagram worthy pics and more on, okay, what's going to sound really good and what's going to keep me satisfied and feeling good throughout the day so I can get my shiz done.
Actually, new information. My coworker and I have figured out how to get free lunches since we're technically food service. I hope no one at the hospital is listening to this, but we're allowed to. But anyways, we get free lunch now. And what's funny or interesting about this is that if this would have been me like a couple years ago, you know, saying, okay, you get, free lunch in the cafeteria every day, I would have freaked out because that would meant I would have felt obligated to, right? Because from my financial standpoint and just planning, gosh, that's so much easier. I don't have to plan anything. I just go down and eat what's in the cafeteria. But on the flip side, that changes. They don't always have the same thing. And so it's almost removing that control for me because it's going down and saying, oh no, am I going to be able to make that decision of not having nachos today or not having, you know, this certain dish? But it's such a blessing now. I think I'm in such a better place for me personally that it's been awesome to go and say, what sounds good today, really in this moment, which is hard to do with planning, right? Because you can kind of think, well, what's sounding good? But when I'm in the cafeteria, I can say what sounds good in this moment. And so I've noticed how different I am now than me, you know, years ago is, well, some days I have a salad because that's what I want. And that's what sounds good. But like today I had tacos because that also sounded good. And yeah, a fun fact.
Man, that is awesome. That is awesome. And I love like food variety. You know, like, you know, there's that food that like you're not going to make at home, but you're like, it's so fun to eat out. Like for me, that's chicken salad. I've tried to make chicken salad at home and never tastes good. But we were traveling over the weekend and we went to Panera and they have chicken salad and it's Panera. So, you know, it's going to be so good. And I got chicken salad and I was like, oh, I want to eat this more, but I also don't want to make it. So perfect.
Yeah, that's a great point about having flexibility in your plan is, you know, leaving a wiggle room and by not planning out every single meal and snack for Monday through Sunday, assume you're going to have something come up. You know, maybe somebody's going to ask to buy you lunch that day, or maybe there's going to be someone that brings in a snack, or maybe you're just not hungry for that. And so this can help from a budget standpoint. You know, you're not going to be wasting food. Chances are we usually end up over preparing. We buy more than we actually need. And you can always go to the store and get more versus running out and not having enough. But also if you're traveling or you work late or just life happens and it's going to throw you off.
Tip number two is to include all food groups every day, but don't live and die by this. So, you know, when you're thinking or planning, whether or not you're like living in the moment or you're planning this out, it will work either way. But, you know, let's say it's 3 o'clock and you're like, okay, I need a snack. I can't really decide what sounds good. Well, what have I had today? Okay, well, you know, I had eggs and cheese, and then I had like a fruit, and then I had like a sandwich. Oh, you know what? I haven't had that much fruit today, or I haven't had that many veggies today, or I haven't had that much protein today. That can help you decide and choose something that sounds good that also kind of meets like these very like basic nutritional needs.
This is also helpful, just like you said, from a biological standpoint as well. Something that I often try to work with clients is kind of like a checkpoint to get them away from tracking is, okay, see if you can get 3 of the 5 food groups at each meal. Okay, try to get 2 of the 5 food groups at a snack. And that can kind of just naturally, by trying to like checkmark kind of that in your head, you're naturally going to have more of those variety of foods and it's going to avoid burnout.
Yeah, I definitely think about this when feeding the girls is I'm like, okay, when I'm trying to make them a plate for lunch and I'm like, okay, you know, we have some black beans. I basically give them black beans for every meal. So it's like, okay, we have some black beans. I know that, you know, yogurt's always a hit. So I'm like, okay, what goes well with this? Like what's kind of like more of like a balanced plate according to just I usually give them 3 foods. So like what can balance this out? So I think we can use that as an adult on, okay, what's kind of missing here, but not living or dying by this rule of thumb. Like, you know, if it's 7 o'clock at night and you're trying to figure out what to have for dinner and you haven't had any fruit today, if fruit sounds good, sure, but don't tell yourself like you have to have fruit just because you haven't had it all day, right?
Right. It reminds me of a certain tracking system that we used to do back in the day that said, okay, you need to eat this many containers of this color, and it almost stressed you out because it was like, well, I can't eat anything else until I finish this, you know, this many servings of vegetables. And then you kind of go into a point where you're dieting essentially because you're eating based off these rules and restrictions, which leads us into our third tip, which pump the brakes. It may be hard for you to hear and really hard for you to wrap your head around, but eat what you really want. And what we mean by this is, what sounds good? Like, what do you actually want? Because life experience shows us that when we, let's say, let's use sweets because that's a prime example. Let's say you really want that chocolate chip cookie, but you haven't eaten enough fruit today. So instead, you try to eat strawberries, but then you still want something else. So then you end up going for a protein bar. Well, then you're still... that's not cutting it. So then you have a yogurt. And when the reality is, when you're looking from an energy standpoint, if you would have just eaten the chocolate chip, you would have been satisfied and done versus going on this whole binge of, quote, healthy foods. So just eat what you want.
And the example that comes to my mind for this is back when I was dieting, I still love donuts. Like donuts are one of my favorite treats kind of thing, my favorite foods. And I remember years ago when I was working in fitness and I had some like free time during the day when like David was at work, I would go get donuts to like kind of do it in a sneaky way, or I would like go get them whenever I wanted them kind of thing. And I always felt so guilty and I would overeat them and then I would feel like crap and blah, blah, blah. I was in that restriction binge mindset. But now I have given myself complete permission to eat donuts whenever I want. But now that I know, like, I can eat donuts, and I've been able to eat donuts for the last couple of years whenever I want, I never go out of my way to have donuts. Literally. If you would have told me this like years ago, I would have thought, okay, well, if I'm allowed to eat donuts, I'm going to wake up every morning and go get donuts. But no, you don't have that mindset of you need to have it, because, you know, like, my thought is I can't wait to have donuts next time I have them. But I don't, like, wake up in the morning and go get them because, like, I got shit to do, right? So it's so crazy. And if you're not here yet, it probably sounds like, oh, no, I'm the exception. No, I wouldn't be that way. But there's a lot of people out there that have come across to the good side where you truly have freedom from eating donuts every single day and you can truly enjoy them.
Well, that's a common thought or common belief, is that, well, if I just allow myself to eat whatever I want, I'm going to eat whatever I want and I'm probably going to want donuts all day, every day. And there's this another belief associated with that, is that, well, if that happens, then I'm probably going to gain weight, right? That tends to be kind of the underlying, or I can't control myself. And if I can't control myself, that's going to lead to weight gain. And that's a really common place to be at. So if you feel like, whoa, I'm about to turn off this podcast because there's just no way these girls are smoking something, like, that's not possible, go back to some of our previous episodes where we talk a lot more on intuitive eating and some of those principles. And it's a process, that's for sure. Like Lauren said, years. This has been kind of years in the making, and it can take weeks, months, years to really get to that point. And you may find yourself going back and forth, but it doesn't mean that it's something that we shouldn't strive for.
More on this idea of eating what you really want. Let's say you really want Chick-fil-A and you're like, okay, I could go like 20 minutes out of the way and get it right now, but that's kind of inconvenient. So it's Sunday and it's Chick-fil-A. So you're like, okay, I'll plan to eat it later. I do the same thing with, like, I always do this. It's like I am allowed to eat whatever foods I want. And I always say, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have Chick-fil-A later. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have, like, the best donuts later. Or I'm going to, oh, for sure, I'm going to get so many, like, Reese eggs. So good. And, like, it's not a way of me dieting, but, like, half the time it doesn't happen. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go do that. I have 100% permission to do it. But then, like, you just don't. When food becomes less of your obsession, you're not thinking about it as much. But if you do really want to enjoy Chick-fil-A later, as I do often, you do plan for it later. You're like, okay, cool. If it's Sunday and I can't get it to Chick-fil-A, I'm for sure going to go after work on Tuesday when I have a little bit of extra time, and it's going to be awesome. And then on Tuesday when you go, you're like, ugh, so good. I'm coming every Tuesday.
And that's okay. Like, that's totally okay to make food an event, or, you know, like, that's the beauty of food that I think so many people miss out on when they're stuck in that, you know, that cycle or that mindset. But food can and should be an enjoyment, you know. Like, that's something to look forward to, of, you know, the excitement of going to Chick-fil-A. And, you know, maybe when you were growing up, that was something that you did with your family. Like, there's so many other things to tie it around it, I think often gets a negative connotation. But why not embrace that and, you know, celebrate that? And, you know, Lauren says, yeah, I'm coming here every Tuesday, but she probably won't, because she knows she can really get it any day. But if she were to tell herself, I can only have it on Tuesdays, well, then yeah, she's going to go on a Chick-fil-A binge.
Oh my gosh, I have another perfect example of this. So we were traveling over the weekend and we stopped at, the girls woke up early, so we were looking for a place to eat lunch, kind of out of our, like, normal places that we stop when we're going to Wisconsin. And we're on 65 and we get off at this random exit and there's a KFC. And I'm like, oh, KFC, perfect. Because, of course, our girls love macaroni and cheese and they have chicken. So it's like, those are two easy things. So I'm like, KFC. I truly do not know the last time I went to KFC. Like, I don't know, probably 10 years. And we got our KFC and I was like, this is so good. Like, I kept saying to David, like, we really need to come here more often. Like, KFC is the jam. The chicken was so good. Like, it was really, really good. So I'm just, like, raving about KFC. And he just, like, is not acknowledging it. I'm like, are you not on board with this? Like, was yours not as good as mine was? And then later that day, I was like, oh, I kind of felt, like, just a little bad. Just a little crappy, you know, just a little, like, I ate KFC. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, there's that. And then we passed like 65 more KFC. Like, I was seeing KFCs everywhere. And I'm like, okay, I was really enthusiastic when I was eating it, but I'm not quite sure it's as good as I was thinking. And we stopped at an Oasis in Chicago, and there was a KFC or the Panera I mentioned earlier. And I'm like, yeah, I'm having Panera. I'm not going to KFC like I expected I would.
Right, because that's what naturally happens is you just learn like what feels good. You're like, actually, veggies and a whole grain probably is going to digest with me better in this car, you know, 5-hour car ride home. And that's what you naturally end up choosing. So at the end, it all ends up, I hate to use the word balance, but it ends up all working in your favor to get to that weight that you're meant to be at. And yeah, that's a whole nother topic. So be sure to go back and listen to any of our episodes where we talk a lot more on intuitive eating.
And whatever piece of intuitive eating is like, just you're not getting it. You're like, there's something missing here and I'm not quite understanding this. Let us know. And we'll definitely specifically talk about that in an episode. So if there's something that you're like, yeah, but like, wouldn't I just gain weight and be horribly unhealthy and like whatever it is like that you're like, but what about this? Let us know. And we would love to talk about it in on an upcoming episode. All right, so back to tips. Tip number 4, or nutrition hack number 4, is specific to me. So I've talked about this in the past on the podcast on how being at home with the girls means that I really struggle to like sit down and have a true meal. And the reason that I even care is because it'll hit me later in the day that all of a sudden I haven't eaten lunch and it's like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm all of a sudden I have to eat and it's not a good time because somebody needs me or whatever. And it really interrupts and gets in the way of my energy, of my mood. And so I am like, the habit that I have to choose every single day is to eat a real meal for lunch. And that can mean a lot of different things to me, but what it doesn't mean is eating like cheese and crackers. To me, that's not a real meal. That's not going to fill me up. That's not going to give me energy for the rest of the day. So, you know, snacking on some of the girls' food, that's not a real meal. So I need to sit down, prepare myself something. And even if it's a little early or a little late, I'm going to sit down with the girls and eat so that I don't have to find time later because I know that that's not going to happen for me. So hopefully someone else that's resonating with them, because that's a solution that I've had to find on my own. And I still struggle with it every day. I'm like, okay, Lauren, eat.
It's something that you need to hold yourself accountable to just because you know in the long run, it's the best decision for your health, your wellness, and mental state for sure. And that kind of goes along with my personal tip or personal habit, which is always having backup food. And for me, I'm on the go a lot. Like you said, like we said before in one of our previous episodes about me living in my car, I call it my mobile office a lot of times because I'm answering calls or whatever it is. Changing, I don't recommend that. Don't change while you drive, but it can be done. And so I always have to have food. And I don't like to eat on the go. I like to sit down and really bring more mindfulness. And that's something that I just am a constant work in progress. But I know that I'm on the go and I may not be able to eat at those ideal times that I like to, but I know I need to eat. So having things like bars or fruit or just quick, easy grab and goes, like always on hand, because I know that I need to fuel myself, let's say before I have to go teach, you know, I'm not necessarily hungry. I'm not listening to my hunger cues, but I know I'm going to pass out during that turbo kit class if I don't eat something right now, or I'm just going to tank. My energy is going to tank right in the middle of class. Well, I need to not force, but kind of force myself to eat so that I can sustain that workout. So that's something that I just have to do.
Right. And you're not forcing yourself to eat because of some rule. You're forcing yourself to eat per se because you know that you're going to be thankful later because you know you're going to need that energy and it's going to make you feel better in the long run. So everyone understands. I love that because that's basically the same tip for me is I'm like forcing myself to sit down and eat. So, and I think like if we really had a little bit of like a quieter life, which none of us do, we would be able to listen to those intuitive signals a little bit closer. But sometimes we have to stop and ask ourselves like, okay, am I going to have time to eat later? No. Okay, I need to eat now then.
It's almost identifying, okay, this is the gold standard. This is ideal that I sit down and do this, but that's not happening. So what can I do that's going to be almost better than the alternative?
Right. Okay, so before we wrap up, Katie, let me ask you this. What is the biggest aha moment or the biggest benefit that you've seen from incorporating intuitive eating into your life?
For me, definitely the less mental fatigue, if that's even a word. But I feel like I was at a point in my life where just so much of my mental focus and energy and time and money was spent on deciding what I was going to eat and when and how much, and just like constantly stressed because you can't just not eat, right? And now that I'm just at such a better place mentally, I don't worry so much about it. And it allows me to spend more of that mental energy on other things that matter. And on the flip side, because of that, just get more joy from eating foods that were totally like, oh my gosh, you're quote bad if you ate that, or that was a bad week. And now it's like, no, every week's a good week.
Yes, I love that. And I think that my biggest benefit really is the same, in the sense that I feel like I have so much balance in what I eat now. And I don't mean balance like I'm eating donuts and I'm eating green smoothies. I mean that I feel like I eat foods that I love all the time. Like I feel like I'm eating donuts all the time and that I'm eating like the best chicken all the time. And in reality, it's not really true. Like I'm eating a lot of foods that are just blah, and that's okay because I just got to eat sometimes. But I feel so satisfied. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, is I feel as if my nutrition is satisfying me so much nowadays. And it just makes me feel like kind of like I can conquer the world, you know, because it's like I finally, like you said, I don't have to think about it so much. And therefore, I can be really happy about it and think about other stuff.
One example that I can give is in my office, we have a huge snack cart of like all the candy you can imagine. There's like any kind of snack that you would want, like salty, savory, crunchy. It's all there. So we have this huge cart, like my boss goes to Costco and just like loads it up. Yeah, it's crazy. And at some point, kind of like talking about the fear of weight gain, like to sit by that all day, I feel like I would just eat candy all day, which some days I do. But there's many days where it's just there. And yeah, there's a lot of my favorite things in there, but I don't think about it. It doesn't matter. And that's just so like calming and just like brings me peace that like you can just sit in front of all these foods and it not stress you out. Like, I don't know. That's like, for me, that's huge. And I would have never been in that space without going through this process.
I so agree with that feeling of peace. And I would have said 5 years ago, like, all I want is just more peace with food. And here we are now with that. So it really is so incredible.
Okay, before we make you cry about all this, I think it's time to wrap it up. But be sure to check out all those previous episodes on intuitive eating, anything that's nutrition related in the past year, probably on the podcast. If you scroll back, we're going to have some of these tips incorporated. So let us know what your best nutrition habits are that have really just helped you to find a better place with food and just a better overall relationship with what you eat, how you eat, and when. And be sure to let us know. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. We just wanted to let you know this is going to be our last episode as we take a little break from podcasting.
We won't be in your podcast feed for a little while, but we will be in our Facebook group, Fit Friends Tribe. So come hang out with us there.
In the meantime, feel free to go check out some previous episodes, but don't go too far back.
Yeah, like last year, because if you go too far back, we'll start talking about dieting tips and, you know, that's just not us anymore. So check out some of our previous episodes. As always, let us know what you think, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.